Hey, Daddy is right there, boy. You know we Family Wednesday being brought to you by, yep, Power 98 Summer Block Party. You know the next stop is going to be in the gas house. Join the whole Power 98 squad as we invade the whole gas house. Going down July the 7th from 12 to 2 at Erin Pool, 913 North Pryor Street. Who writes these things? Food prizes, games, special performances to be announced. Power98FM.com for more details. July 7th, it is going down at Erin Pool in the gas house. We love coming through the gas house, bringing your family and our family together. So y'all join us July 7th, noon until 2. We know it's going to be off the chain because the gas house always come out and show love. Speaking of showing love, I need y'all to show some love on this week, Family Wednesday, dealing with one of my sons. You know, I got four sons, so, you know, all of them are at least 18. So, my youngest son, 18 years or older. So, definitely. You know, just graduated high school, turning 18. Him and his mom be bumping heads on him checking in and stuff like that. Well, my brother hit me yesterday and was like, yo, is little nephew sexually active? And I was like,
that bold.
Yeah, you know, that's how me and my family talk. You know what I mean? We straight to the point. He's like, yo, nephew sexually active? I was like, nah, he say not. You know what I mean? We talk about it. He always say no. But, I mean, I've been 18 before, so, you know, at 18, probably are, 9 times out of 10.
Okay, Larry.
So I'm setting the story up. Shut up. So, my brother tells me, hey, I was on nephew, what, wifey was on nephew snap. See, he was with his girlfriend, and he posted a picture that said, he about to beat that up. Like, beat up what? He's like, boy, you know what he about to beat up. So it brings us to the question. Should you follow your kids on social media, one, and then two, if he is 18 and sexually active, like, what do you say? What do you do? I have real family. I got a whole plethora of family situations.
I would take the first part of that question. Should you follow your kids on social media? Damn right. Yes. All up in their social
Snapchat,
media page,
all
of them. You, yes.
Well, I'm talking
you
about at this age, because he's
yes. Okay. At 18, you should know what because they're right on the edge. They're teenagers that are transitioning into adulthood, and this is when a lot of mistakes will be made. Mm-hmm. So, and you're still going to be held accountable for some of those mistakes. You're still going to have to help out in the midst of some of those mistakes. So, yes, you should be all up and down, in and out of that social media. If your child were to come home and say, I have a child pregnant, that is going to have some impact on you. That is going to have some impact on you as a parent. So, yeah, you got to, yeah.
You're talking to the wrong parent, but okay. Go ahead, Burpee.
It's still going to impact you.
He 18, yon. Go ahead, Burpee. I know you got a comment.
If you follow your child on social media, as a parent, you have to follow your child with an open mind. You can't sit there and be like, oh, I ain't raised my baby that way. My baby got to do this. No. If you follow your child, number one, you're on social media as a parent. You're going to post some things that maybe you don't want your child to see. But you're going to follow your child. If you're supposed to be setting an example, then follow them with an open mind. Now, I do have a comment about... Is he knocking that thing down?
Why you got that they're going to be slap boxing?
Yeah. You know they weren't slap boxing at
high. It might be a slap in the box.
He was definitely slapping the box. And to the uncle who was asking the question, damn right he sexually acted. He talking about, hey, yo, beating that thing down, boy, what?
To the father that talked about it on the air today.
Right, I feel so bad for him.
I didn't say his name, so y'all know.
He's the last one.
They don't know. Nah. Oh, that's because y'all know. That don't mean everybody knows.
Nah, damn that. Larry's the last one to give advice about somebody right. Sexually.
Right. I started when I was about 7.
Larry saw that post, he probably would have put under the picture hashtag that's my boy.
I didn't see it.
570 WPEG. The hell with you. Wait till one of your daughters come home.
See, why you gotta say that? You
the only hip hop morning show is No Limit Lyric. No Limit Lyric.
Family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Today's Week Family Wednesday is about following your kids on social media. I was talking about my son. My brother called. We had a conversation yesterday. He was talking about, you know, saw my son post something on social media. Just go ahead and say it. I know you want to say it.
No, you the one that put that man on blast. Don't put that on me.
But you're smiling like you want to say what he posted
because
on there.
I'm so like, dang, Larry, you put your son on blast.
I didn't really put him on blast. I'm just telling what he posted on social media.
Actually, your brother put him on blast.
Huh?
Actually, your brother put him on. Blast.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it runs in the family. Go ahead.
He was just like, you know, nephew posted something on social media, and you know, I just wanted to know. So the question we're asking this morning: should you follow your kids on social media? Yeah. So that's the question. Good morning. Oh, let me hit this button. Good morning.
I'm sorry.
Hello. I said hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got a comment this morning?
Of course I do.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so my thing is, yes, you should follow your children on social media. On social media, that's perfectly fine. But you got to keep in mind that if you're on your son or daughter's page and you make any static, they may block you. They may no longer want. They may make another page. They may like, oh, my mom on this page, so I'm gonna make another page. So if you're gonna be there, don't make your presence so abrasive that they're like, okay, yeah, we're gonna have to do something about this. Because they will. Kids these days, they're very smart and they're very savvy. You may think you got them, but you don't. So, I mean, and at the age of 18, they may feel like it's not your place, and they may just straight up block you.
Yeah, and we was talking about that in the studio. They might block you. You know, we live in a different age now. Like, we didn't, most of us didn't come up with, like, social media like that. So, it's a different age now, and they will block you. Because I done blocked a few people in my family.
I done blocked my mama before.
Y'all are adults. You all are adults.
Well, he's a young adult.
So are you paying for his phone?
No, he pays his own phone bill.
Is he using his phone in your house?
Yeah, he used my Wi-Fi.
Well, you can't block me then. You can't block me then. Like, yeah, no, yeah, no, like, I mean, yeah, I just, I think that.
I don't
think,
feel like that.
Like, you, no. I need to know what is going on in your life. And it's not so much of me being nosy or me being an overshadowing parent. In cases like this, mm-hmm. right, where he posted this comment, we all know, we all can agree, he shouldn't have posted that on social media. So my comment to him is not so much of, you know, we got to have a sex conversation, but it's also, we also have a conversation about, you don't need to be posting these things on social media. As a parent, I need to have that conversation with you. You have to be very, very careful about what you post on social media, because once it is out there, 1 second is all it takes for somebody to grab mm-hmm. that screenshot, and it is out there, and it can have long-term effects.
You said it was on Snapchat.
As an apparent, yeah, it was on Snapchat.
Oh, well, that go away in 24 hours.
But see, now
you can screen record too. So.
Yeah, people get that Snapchat and this Insta story and everything like that.
On the internet.
They
yeah.
go, it goes away in 24 hours. No, it never goes away.
Good morning.
What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy D, man, from The Rock. Boy, I feel, you shouldn't be on social media with your kids. Your kids shouldn't even be on social media unless they old enough anyway.
D, my son is 18, so he definitely could be on social media.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I got a 16-year-old, man. I mean, yeah, he on social media. I done seen him on some social media, and I instantly, like, hey, man, you know, he ain't supposed to be on here, man. Like, too much stuff going on for your brain.
It is a lot going on social media, but you know, I mean, this is their generation. This is what they do. I mean, and you just got to be responsible with it. And you know what? I never do though. I never call them out on social media. Like, if they post something crazy, I don't go in there and like post on their page.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I always call their phone or I text their phone yeah. or something like that. I don't ever call them out on social media. Oh, you said what?
Like that mama that put her daughter on.
Man, that mess hurt me to my heart.
Yeah, that was terrible.
You can't. I agree, Larry. There's a way to handle what you see on your child's
social
media.
This is Erica
page.
Right here. This her.
Don't do that. Don't reenact it. It hurt my feelings.
Your brother is a straight hater.
destroying you what social media is built for, to tell on your ass. And not only should he beat it up, he should beat it down.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, big dog.
He did snitch.
He didn't really snitch.
Your brother did snitch.
He's a concerned uncle.
I mean, I ain't mad at him.
It was a subliminal snitch.
He wasn't really saying it.
It wasn't a clear snitch.
It definitely wasn't like that. He just asked a question. That's all. He just asked me a question. It wasn't like he was trying to tell it on.
But he asked the question wanting you to go look at his page. He said, so
he asked
is your son sexually active?
He asked the question and followed it up with the information. That is snitching.
That ain't snitching.
What is that?
I'm just saying, on first 4 days, he get full immunity. He get full immunity for cooperation.
Hey, man, listen. I don't think he was snitching at all. But listen.
Says the parents.
Right. Quit snitching, boy. Larry number three. Stop snitching.
I don't think he was snitching at all. I really don't. If it was me and I asked him something about his son, I don't think that's snitching. That's just me asking a question.
We have come to the conclusion that the Larrys are snitches. Larry 2 and Larry 3 be snitching.
Hey, man, if you didn't get to comment in on social media, on We Family Wednesday, leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, Grandma Jesse is in the building. Up next, man, it's Pod 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 to